bless you. We thank you. We thank you. Can you have your seat by the hands? Let's just take this song. Take your time. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I take pleasure. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I will come. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. Hey, there is nothing, there is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord.
Yeah.
나의
손으로
그
쏟아비
testimony. Thank you. I'll call our dear brother Kunle to share a testimony.
I just want to thank God for life. I'm sincerely grateful. I'm full of gratitude. 3 years ago, I had suffered 2 consecutive strokes in 2 days. After some days, I remember waking up in the hospital. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know that I was in coma for a couple of days. Apparently, I was hemorrhaging in my brain. It means I was bleeding. And the doctors, they were trying to get my family at least, because they knew they had to probably operate at some point, and they needed someone to probably sign. Before they will finish the formalities of probably the guidance to come, the bleeding had stopped on its own. I was still paralyzed on one side of my body. I remember asking the physiotherapist that roughly how long will it take for me to be able to walk again? And he said, you know, it differs sometimes. 2 years, some people you never know. And 2 weeks after he said that, I was on my feet. My mom arrived. I didn't know why she arrived. All that time I couldn't understand anything. And they were telling me, oh, they just wanted someone to take care of me. I know I'm taking so much time, but God has been good.
You can
God
continue.
Has been good. 2 years, I celebrated my birthday in the hospital. About leaving, they discovered that I had a problem with my femur and that the bones were already dead. I came, we had to do some surgeries. A lot of doctors going from one consultant to another, they had given up on it. One time, the countenance of a doctor after opening, I could see his face, it changed. It was full of pity. And then he was a Muslim. I told him that I was going to walk back to his hospital. And he said, amen. If he said it scornfully or, but I'm walking today.
Yeah.
At least the second year was on a wheelchair because they had walked on the legs. But today I'm walking. I give God thanks. I give God thanks. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we give the Lord a clap? That you showed us. Thank you for your kindness that you make available. We magnify your name. We bless you. We glorify your name. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you. Oh, yeah. None compares with you, Lord. Who are we that you chose to show us
favor?
We thank you. The one that moves us from death to life. My Lord, you are good. My Lord, you are good to me.
You are good.
She make him.
She make him.
She make him. He's in my
heart.
He's in my
heart. He's in my heart.
Lord, my Lord,
you are good.
My Lord,
my Lord, you are good.
My Lord,
my Lord,
you are good to me.
You are
good. Can we just relax in his prayer? I suspect he wants to do some things in our midst. Can we just relax in his presence? I'm ready to receive some things from him.
I never see anyone like you.
I never see anyone like you. I never see anyone like you.
We bless you, we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you. Never sin. Elebogoria namakada lamai. Elebogoria namakada. Elebogoria namakada. Elebogoria namakada. Elebogoria Like 2 months ago was on radio, and there was a guy at home contemplating suicide because has finished university and has no work, and he was making up his mind he was going to commit suicide that day. And the Lord asked him to on the radio, and on the radio it was on Jordan FM. I was preaching. I can't even remember the message. But the guy came to church on Sunday. They counseled him and spoke to him. I was working somewhere there when he came to meet me, and I said, Pastor, I listened to you on radio. I wanted to commit suicide. And the Lord said I should listen to the broadcast. I listened to the broadcast, and the Lord asked me to come to this church. I want you to pray for me. I don't have a job. I don't know what to do with my life. So there, I just heard his hand. I said, let there be a release of grace that brings a change in your life. He came to church the following week. He had a job. You see, I thought there are some prayers I pray that, you know, after finishing third service and 3 services of preaching for like 15 minutes, and I'm tired. Just say that. I remember some time ago, was it 2012? I think 2012. We're having early 21 days prayer and fasting. In our church at that time was a particular woman that has been afflicted with a terminal illness, and the doctors are giving them, the family, a time for the woman to live. The woman is a notable woman in church now. He don't share anything with me. I just came and I was taking the Covenant Foundation courses, and she came to church 21 days and prayed, and went back to the same doctor, and the terminal illness could not be found again. Now she came to church to share the testimony, and the husband told him, you should have waited a little. This is 9 years after. She's still doing well. I never see you. bless you. There's a river of God flowing. Can we dip into the river? Can we ask him for things? Let's ask him for things. Just ask him. Ask him. Ask him for a gift. Ask him. Ask him. Tell him what you want him to do for you. Tell him what you want him to do for you. Man lebo kulia da la makada la bakelebo shitelelebo. Ariana na makaria la la basitelelelebo. Akaria na na makaria melelebo shida. Esentelelelelebo koria malaba. La bakaria da 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 bakaria bala. Eria kata la makaria. Eriboko limesita la anda la makete lebo kuria eria da 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 bakaria ete lebo kuria
You are the divine.
Let us bow down our heads. The sax, please, now the keyboard. There's a grace and a release in the house for us. The healing streams are flowing. Thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Amen. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Sometimes the Lord just decides to take over the worship and channel it in a different direction that you have planned. I pray for everyone here, the deepest longing of your heart under this glory, under this anointing, let the Lord make them happen for you. Whatever men have mocked you with, mocked you by, whatever have made you to question God, question yourself, question your faith at that point of need, let the Lord arise and meet you there. Whatever is causing you pain, suffering, sorrow, whatever is in the deepest recesses of your heart that you can't discuss with anybody, whatever makes making you to sigh, under this great glory, under this anointing, let the Lord arise and make them happen for you. In the name of Jesus, for some of you, you have served God sacrificially in this house. Let the Lord, let the result and the reward of your service be visible to them all, to every people, in the name of Jesus. Can you ask the Lord for something again? Just talk to him. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what we can ask, according to the power at work in us. He does more than we ask. He does more than we ask. And he will do that for you this morning. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want to do the impossible. Preach a short message. Since morning, we've been looking at our advantage as a joint heir with God. Romans chapter 8, let's read from verse 15 to 17. Let's take Romans 8, 17. Because of our time, let's just go to 17. If we are children of God, then we are heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Can I have New King James or King James? New King James or King James, or another translation. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Every man leaves an inheritance for his children, whether physical, material, spiritual. But know this, there is no man, nobody that does not receive an inheritance from his parents, even if it's the look, even the DNA. We all receive an inheritance for our parents. When we give our life to Christ, if we give our life to Christ, after we have given our life to Christ, we become children of God. John 1:12, as many as receive him, to them has he given power to become the sons of God. When we are the sons of God, there are inheritances that our Father has in store for us. And he was definite about this inheritance of saying that we are joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, if I want to understand the inheritance I have in Christ, I have in God, I should go and look at Christ, because Christ and I have access to the same inheritance. So I have access to the privileges that Christ has. I have access to the rights that Christ has. I have access to the power that Christ has. I have access to every provision that God made for Christ, because we are joint heirs. Have you operated a joint account before? It depends on the dynamics of a joint account. A or B. A and B. I don't know the one you're operating. I know the ones that have and causes issue. The one that have all also causes issue, because one can be clearing it. But I need you to know this. As joint heir with Christ, we have joint signatories with Christ to everything that heaven has. To everything that heaven has prepared for us and has in store for us. See yourself as somebody that shares in the inheritance of Christ. But there are many of us that do not know how to assess the inheritance. I need to talk quickly about why many of us don't assess the inheritance that Christ has made available for us. Ephesians 3:6. This mystery is that Gentiles are joint heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. We become joint heirs with Christ by our acceptance of the gospel and our response to the gospel. So you can be in church all your life if you have not accepted Jesus into your life and you have not accepted the gospel. The Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. When you have not received the power of the gospel, Jesus Christ, into your life, you don't have access into this inheritance. But there are many people that have given their life to Christ that has access to this inheritance, but they have another problem. Galatians 4. Let's take 1 to 7. Do you know that if you have 7 cars at home and your children are 8, let's say you have 3 children, 9, 7, 5. And the 9, or maybe even 12, the 12-year-old boy enters the car and he wants to drive the car out. Do you know that your gate man will stop the guy and say, go back here. If I can't, what are you doing if that is car? He's a gate man, a servant, but he's commanding a child and say, if you touch that car, I mean that the head, as long as he's a child, is no different from the slave, though he is the owner of everything that belongs to his father. He can't still drive the car out. When you are a child in the faith, when you are not maturing in the faith, you can't enter the inheritance that God has in store for you, no matter how much you know it. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. So if a person loses his father and is below 18, his father can write a will and testament and say, for Abiodun, when he becomes 21, let him have access to this. But before he becomes 21, he forms a board of trustees. He forms a trustee that take care of his property. That trustee can start using the property in different ways. You know, Nigerians, we have different ways of using that property. You'll be seeing them using your own property. You can say nothing about it, because your father has written until you are 21, you can't get. Listen to me. Until you mature in the faith, there are many things that the Bible has written about you. There are many things that God has in store for you that you can never access. Because if you access them, those things can kill you. Ask the prodigal son. An inheritance given to an immature child will kill the child. A spiritual inheritance made available to immature Christians will cause problems. Imagine if the person has anger problem and God gives him the power like Elijah. Just call fire. So once I am dancing here and they miss the beat, I just look at him and say, fire. If you give an immature Christian power, he will kill others and kill himself. See, most of the things you are asking for is because you are immature. Mature people don't ask for it. It's readily available. The heir, as long as he's a child, is not different from a slave. To enter your inheritance in Christ, you need to arise into maturity. So when we ask you to pray, to study the Bible, to do spiritual things that makes you mature, it is you that the gain is for. Not your pastor, not God. I keep telling you, if you serve God, he doesn't add anything to him. If you don't serve him, he doesn't take anything away from him. Anything he asks you to do that you do is for your good. When you were young, as your parent called you and told you, you are doing yourself. This Nigerian English, anything where I tell you, if you do, you are doing yourself, whether you like doing it, whether you don't like doing it. Is there any stubborn person here that they wake you up at 2 a.m.? They are here, they will not tell me the truth. Listen. Whenever you do what God asks you to do, it is for you. God doesn't need you. Forget the theology that says, without you, God is incomplete. He needed you. He had angels worshipping him before he created you. You are a creation of love, not of necessity. He can wipe, he wiped everybody from the surface of the earth and left. Is it 7 people? He can. Is it 7 or 8? 8 people. He can do it again. God does not need you. God does not need me. He is complete in himself. Whatever he asks you to do is for your own good. If you are not mature, there are some things you can never access. Please, do we understand that? In the first and the second service, we look at some of the inheritances that Christ gave unto us. But in this third service, I almost changed my mind, but let me still go with my plan. I just need to share 2 things with you. In this second service, you have an advantage of being a heir of all things. This morning I've been showing people different scriptural passages that looks as if they are not in the Bible. I want to show you more. I am the heir of all things. 1 Corinthians 3. Let's first of all check. 1 Corinthians 12. 2:12. 1 Corinthians 2:12. 1 Corinthians 2:12. The Holy Spirit. Now, listen. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. So that we might understand the things freely given us by God. One of the reasons that God gives us the Holy Spirit is so that we might understand the things given freely by God. My young life experience in Christianity in the church, pastoring the church, I've seen many people buying things that God has freely given us. And one of the duties of the Holy Spirit is to let you know things that are freely given to you by God. You know, I keep telling you from last week that we are limiting the Holy Spirit to some things He has given, been released to us, to show us things that have been freely given to us. Do you understand that? Okay. Let's go. 1 Corinthians 3, 21. 1 Corinthians 3, 21. Please, read that in it. Can we all read together? 1, 2, go. So, let no man, no one boast in men, for... Is this written in the Bible? When I saw this thing, I think I saw it 1997 or 98, I walked out of my house. You know, I've told you, whenever I think, I walk out of my house. I walk. All things are yours. Let's continue. Look at this. All things are yours. Continue. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or yeah, continue, or the world, or life, or you choose the one you want. It is yours. People are daily making their choice with their mouths. All things are yours. Or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future. What did he say after? All me. All things are mine, and you will deny me, we will fight. Me. All things are mine. Peace inclusive. And you deny me peace. No, I can't have it. All things are mine. Peace of mind. All things are mine. Prosperity. All things are mine. Healing. All things are mine. Deliverance. Healing. All things are mine. All are yours. All are yours. All things are yours. You are a heir of Christ. You are joint heir with Christ. All things are yours. It will need more explanation, but not for today. Romans 8:32. You see, most of these things that are ours are freely given. Romans 8:32. This is one of my favorite scriptures. For he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us. One of my favorite scriptures in prayer. If God did not what he told Jesus and gave him to us, how will he not also with him? Let's read together. Graciously give us. Listen, I'm not talking about you. You did not pray yesterday and you are still waiting for answer to prayer. I'm talking truth. I'm not talking about fact. Fact is that you do not receive the answer to your prayer. Truth is that all things are yours and you can still receive it. We impose truth on fact. So that with him, he can graciously give us all things. My Father, transfer the money in Dangote's account into my account. All things are yours. Remember, thou shalt not steal. You must put a balance to the word of God. Before somebody goes to my car outside and touch it, all things are yours. My Father, this pastor's car, let it be transferred unto me. My Father. Funny, but I hope you understand what I'm talking about. You don't take a verse, you interpret verse in the ambit of the whole scripture. 1 Timothy 6:17. Maybe I should just take this one and move on. 1 Timothy 6:17. Remember, all things are yours. He graciously gives us all things. The Holy Spirit shows us things that have been freely given to us. Talking about rich, we say, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, not to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Can we read that from but? Let's go. But on God, who richly provide us with everything to enjoy. Give me King James. I think King James used all things. King James 1:6:17. Go back. Oga, 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Can we read together? But in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to, in your presence there is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures. God is not engaged in enjoyment. He has his definition of enjoyment. Because what we call enjoyment on earth is not what he calls enjoyment. I have a small colleague in the office that on his WhatsApp this thing, he will say, chop life. Problem, where they finish. And I also, every time I see him, I say, chop life slowly. Money, they finish. The God gives us all things freely, richly to enjoy. There's nothing good that I can afford that I can't give my daughters. Nothing. Nothing good that I can afford that I will not give my daughter. Sometimes you sit down as a friend and look at your life and look at your struggle. Where I am now, what more do I need in life? What more? What do I need? I'm not sure I need anything for myself anymore. Everything I do for you. Everything I'm doing for my children. How many meats do I eat anymore? How many times do I eat in a week? How many times? How many times do I even eat in a week? How many times? How many times do I eat in a day? I can't remember eating 3 times in a day for 20 something years. I can't remember. What am I looking for? You give me meat. I take it to bed. Try me and see. What we are saying is this. A father is always ready to make all things richly, graciously for his children to enjoy. And God is the greatest father. And he wants to do that for you. Do we understand that? That's one. He wants to make all things available for us. Number two is that he wants to make rich things available for us. All things. Rich things. All things. And rich things. Rich things. Romans 9:23. He wants to make available to us the riches of his glory. Listen to me. Most of the things that God wants to make available to us, Paul added riches to it. So that you know the abundance of it, not in trickles, in abundance. And that he might make known the riches of his glory. When God wants to make your life glorious, it's not a one-time thing. He gives you riches of his glory. So the glory that God wants to make available for you is inheritance. Every attachment to his inheritance are defined as riches in the Bible. I was shocked when I saw it. Riches of his glory, riches of his grace, riches of his mercy, riches of his inheritance, riches of his wisdom, riches of his power, all over the Bible. What he wants to make available to us are qualified with riches. My father is so rich that the streets in heaven are made of gold that people kill themselves off in the earth. If you read Revelation, there are ornaments and minerals that are mentioned that are not on earth. If you read NIV, they asterisk it and say the meaning of this world is not known. Because they have not seen what they say is in heaven or not. Indescribable. I need you to know that everything he wants to give you, he wants to give you richly. Because of our time, I'll just be taking the scriptures one by one and we go. Number one, riches of his glory. So the glorious life he wants to give you is according to his riches. Did you remember? And my God shall bless you according to his riches in glory. Not according to the economy in Nigeria. Not according to Buhari's policy. But my God shall bless according to his riches in glory. So your provision is according to his riches in glory. So he speaks about the riches of his glory. He speaks about the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. His grace is in abundance. The riches. In order to make known the riches. Oh. In him we have redemption. Through the blood. Forgiveness of our sins. Let's go together. According to the riches of his grace. Next week, I want to come and teach about grace. Grace is scandalous. Where you see grace, there is scandal. Is it not scandalous that you pick somebody in adultery and lift him up and make him a king over everybody? God, why are you not choosing the best person? Grace is scandalous. If it doesn't affect you, you think God is not favorable. If it affects you, you know that, hey, grace, oh, grace, oh, grace, oh. According to his riches. Not according to his grace. According to the riches of his grace. His grace is rich. So his glory, his grace made available for you as an inheritance is rich. His glory made available for you as an inheritance is rich. Romans 2:4. When God is kind to us, he's kind to us according to the riches of his kindness. Romans 2:4, ESV, or do you presume? Let me check in James. I want the one with riches. Or despitest thou the riches of his goodness, his kindness, other word for goodness, is rich. There's the riches of his wisdom, there's the riches of his mercy, there's the riches of his power, there's the riches of his inheritance. Let us bow down and pray. Our time is fast, man. Let us pray together. Lift your hands to him. Just lift your hands. Change my life according to the riches of your glory. Can we take that? Change my life according to the riches of your kindness. Let me enjoy the riches of your grace, riches of your wisdom, riches of your mercies, riches of your power. Bring a change in every area of my life, sir. According to your riches. And my God shall supply according to his riches. He will deal with us according to his riches of glory, of kindness. Of glory, of kindness, of goodness, of his mercies, of his power. Let my ministry be under the riches of your glory. Let my family be under the riches of your kindness. Let my work be under the riches of your grace. Wherever I go, to let me enjoy the riches of your grace. I spend from the riches of your glory. I spend from the riches of your kindness. Let men see me and let me enjoy the riches of your kindness everywhere I go. Riches of your mercy. Riches of your grace. Riches of your kindness. Let that be my portion, sir. Riches of your grace. riches of your mercy, riches of your kindness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Eyes still closed, heads bowed. Before we take the next prayer about all things, I need you to know that we can only access all things and the riches that He has available for us when we have given our life to Him. He doesn't make things available to people He does not know. But as many as have received Him, He gives them power to become the children of God and grant them access to all things and the riches of His glory, of His mercy, of His kindness, of His power, of His mercies, of His inheritance, of His wisdom that He has made available for them. The only access is Jesus, sir. Man, the only access to all this is Jesus. The only access is being born again. The only access is having eternal life. The Holy Ghost from Jesus. The access is not coming to church. The access is believing in Jesus, the only wise God. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ, so that you can access what He has for you as a heir. Can you confidently lift your right hand up? Let's pray together. You want to give your life to Him? Confidently lift your hands to Him. We thank you. One more person. You want to give your life to Him, that He will grant you the access. God is, can we quickly? We thank you. Father, let's pray together again. May I not miss everything you have graciously made available for me. Can we pray? Oh Lord, may ignorance not take away from me everything that you have graciously made available. That you have graciously made available. May I not miss everything, anything that you have graciously made me available. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray the last prayer? Oh Lord, I gain access unto everything, all things that you have freely made available. All things are mine. All things. I gain access unto all things that you have graciously made available. All things. Now, let's be specific. Access to what? Be specific. Access to what? Gain access. Make that request. Gain access to it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to do something this week. I want you to, what you sell or lay hands on them and say they are operating under the riches of His glory. Operating. You go to your office, you are engineer, put your hand on your head. Today, I operate under the riches of His glory. I operate under the riches of His mercy. There are seven under the riches of wisdom. And operate under them and see great and mighty things that God, you remember our dear sister's testimony, when I thought about the weapon of the blood, had a space that for a year plus has not been taken by anybody, came to church, heard the word, and went to that space and lay hands on it and say, blood of Jesus, this space has not been rented, let it be rented. And then that same week, somebody walked to the office and paid for that home for 1 year. Since he started in that office, they have not let out that room for 1 day. Somebody came and paid for 1 year. For you, riches of His glory, riches of wisdom, riches of His mercy. That is what you are operating under. Lift your hands up. Let's take the last prayer there. Say, I operate under the riches of His glory, riches of His mercy, riches of His kindness, riches of His wisdom. I operate under the riches of His power. I operate under the riches of His inheritance. I operate under the riches of His grace. I operate under His riches. We give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.